You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and to Sonny's. Don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right, and this is your host, Michael. And this is the radio show for the visually impaired and the blind community. But we love the sighted folks listening to our show, and we'd like you to participate in the show. Call in anytime you want to trivia or anything else, because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community.
And I got something to say, Michael.
Yes?
This is becoming vacation time. And people are on the travel. We don't want you to miss our show. You need to dial in and listen to it on your phone at no cost. The number is 518-712-0057.
And that phone number you can listen to anywhere in this country.
Yep.
So, do it again, Carrie.
The number is 518-712-0057. 0057. We don't want you to miss any of our shows.
And that's just an old-fashioned phone call.
Yep. No, it goes right into the studio.
Listen only.
Yeah.
And by the way, any of these shows you missed, just go to our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to any show that you missed, and it'll tell you where to call in and so forth and so on. And let's go to the hymn. I want to hear the Marine hymn again.
Oh, and then we're going to go to the
Seabees. My son wants to hear that. He was a Marine. There we go, the Marines. As they say, semperfi, semperfi. That's right. If you're a Marine, that's what you say. And as our son, who's a Marine, he was in Desert Storm.
And they also go, whoa.
All right. You
that's
know
right.
I think we should go to the second trivia now.
Okay, trivia time.
Gary will do the Navy Seabees when you do taps. Okay, yeah. How's that?
Trivia time. Yeah, okay. All right. And listen, folks, I wonder who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Now, before we go into this song, because I'm like double confused,
yes.
I'm not going to call any names. Are we going to go to the first one or are we going to the second one? The first one,
yes.
Haley did, or the second one, hey, how you doing? Because it's the thing.
Oh, right. I gave you 1970 and I gave you, yeah. Well, the second one is the one who wrote it. But
gotcha.
The first one, they sang it first, and then he came in later. So I thought maybe we could play a little bit of
both. So hit both of them.
Let's do that.
Gotcha.
It's
okay, here we go.
Way.
Yeah, but wait, how are they going to know who's singing it?
The you know the voice. The voice is different. The vocals are different, so you would know who's
Do you want to make it a double header? Because they're easy voices.
Okay.
All right, so they got to get both. Okay.
Wait, hold
that's
on.
That's okay, we know.
That's not it.
All right, so this is the same song, but...
By the same artist?
No.
I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wait.
This group sang it. The second person wrote it.
But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
Okay, now go to the other one.
So kiss me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
All right, now this is the person who
okay,
wrote
so
it
now you have to guess
it.
Both of them then. Is that what you're saying? They have to guess both.
Yep.
Oh, that's tough.
All right, well, sometimes
407-894-1680.
Sometimes life is tough.
1680, you have to
and
guess
the phone line
both
blowing
of them.
Up, so we're going to let it play while I answer this.
Okay, so here we go.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door.
I couldn't leave this out.
I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking. It's early morn. The taxi's waiting. He's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. To go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've.
Okay, now that's a tough one.
I'm sorry.
Lynn just gave a tough one.
Well,
so now you got to guess both of them. Who's singing that same song? 407-894-1680. The one I love that song. The
right.
Second person sang.
The second person wrote it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I have more history behind
we
it.
We have anybody
after.
Calling in?
Yes, I have Tanya from Orlando
okay.
on the line, and I have somebody else calling in. RAT now.
All righty. I hear the phone's ringing.
Okay, so who's on the line? Let's get the first one first.
Tanya from Orlando.
I hope she knows she has
Tanya.
To get both.
Hi, guys. I'm calling back.
All right.
Okay. So what do you think, Tanya?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Correct.
And who else?
And the second version.
Who's the
she
second?
She probably didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear the second.
Oh, you got to guess both. That was it. You called them too soon.
Okay. Well, hold it. Was it the Pearls or John Denver?
Yes.
Oh,
you got it.
You got it.
You got it. Very good.
Sure turned that one.
Boy, that was
Peter,
the best.
Paul, Mary, and John Denver.
John Denver had done it.
That's right. So
we played both.
The story is, John Denver wrote it in 1966, and then Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yep.
Yeah, they recorded it. Where's my notes? In 1970 on their album. It was called Album 1700.
Yeah. So you just won a $10 gift card from 2J's Restaurant.
When you come back from Mississippi.
Right. $10 from 2J's.
Well, congratulations, Tanya.
Good job.
Hey, don't eat too much corned beef.
Pays to leave home, doesn't it? It pays to leave home.
Save the stamp and let Gary bring it to me.
Gary, you're going to bring it to her. She said, okay. Another thing for the carrier.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Tanya.
All right, Tanya. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Stay well. Who else was on the line?
Well, our guest is on the line already, so we can take him now, I suppose, and just, that's fine, go with the flow here.
Vern Humphrey, are you on the line?
Vern Humphrey.
I'm on the line,
hey,
but
Vern.
I can wait till 8:15 if you need me.
No, it's all right, Vern.
We are very flexible here today.
It's been
and
a flexible
let
show.
Me tell everybody that Vernon is the VP, Vice President of Communications at the National Association of Blinded Veterans. Did I get that right? Please say yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All
so tell us about you, Vern.
This is wonderful, having all these people.
Oh, tell you about me. Let's see, I'm a 57-year-old veteran from the Army. I repaired medical equipment. I got medically retired 18 years ago. I have a disease called retinitis pigmentosa.
That's what I got.
There's no known cure or cause.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have less than a 5-degree visual field. But my acuity is still 20/20 in that 5 degrees. I got out of the Army. I went back to college. I got a bachelor's degree in communication. I worked on a master's in counseling and figured out I didn't have the patience to be a counselor. I was a sergeant and a father far too long. And then I went and got a master's in communication, then a doctorate in communication. And now I teach part-time. Communication, teach people how to talk. I figured I need my eyes for that. I could do that.
Absolutely.
And so where do you work out of? You're in the Carolinas, aren't you?
No, I'm in Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
I teach adjunct at Columbus State University in Columbus, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I have 11 acres about 35 miles east of there in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Got some deer on there, I bet you.
Say again?
You have some deer on that property, I bet you.
Oh, we have a few on here.
Yeah.
When I built the house, I built a big deck on the back of it. And my son said to him, I said, this is my deer stand. I'm getting too old to climb trees. And it's close to the coffee pot, so I'm good to go.
There you go.
So you're in eastern Georgia, you said.
Yes, I teach college, communication mm-hmm. studies, mm-hmm. interpersonal communication. My specialty is interpersonal, intercultural. I look at the disabled community as a different culture. I think that there's a lot of cultural barriers that we face between the abled and the disabled, and a lot of times our society has taught us to pity the disabled person or feel sorry for them or not expect as much from them, and I don't agree with that. I went and got a PhD, and I have a hard time seeing, but I still did it, and I run 5Ks with my daughter, and I don't let my disability stop me, and one of the things that I try to express is that it's just a different culture. Just because I can't see as well as you,
Vern, don't go away, we're gonna break. Don't go away.
Hold
you over. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back with Vern.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and that's why it's called Beyond, because it's blind and beyond. It's beyond blindness. We have a lot more to say and do. We have a lot more coming up. We're talking now to Vern Humphreys, and he was talking about disability. Vern, you still there?
I'm still here. You know what I loved about that commercial where it talked about training for soft skills? Mm-hmm. Because that's what I do. I found out a long time ago that people with disabilities, they get segregated from society so much they don't have the soft skills. And it's what I teach when I teach communication, is public speaking, interpersonal communication. How do you talk to somebody and break down those barriers and build bridges? And I think we need a lot more people understanding soft skills in the abled and disabled community.
Vern, can you stay right there for 1 second?
I'm just going to call back after. I sure can.
Okay, I want to give out the phone number in case any of the folks want to call you and ask you any questions. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. So if you have any questions for Vern Humphreys, call up and ask him. If it's a reference to...
Please do.
If it's a reference to disability, a reference to the blindness, call him up. He's waiting for your call. It's 407 407- 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Go ahead, Vern. We're all listening to you.
Well, you know, you told people to call in and ask. I found that a lot of people shy away from asking.
They do.
I worked for a hockey team for a while, fan relations, and I was with my cane, and this little girl says, "Daddy, Daddy, is that man metal detecting?"
and
Daddy just turned 20 shades of red and ran off. You know, it's like, no, if she asks a question, you know, tell her what's going on. So when I check out of the store, I love it when the little kid's in front of me and they ask about the cane because mom and daddy can't run.
They usually call it a stick.
I talk to mom and daddy and say, hey, can I explain this cane to them? And then I talk to the kid because it's a great way to break down barriers. And like I said earlier, I go running with my daughter and we do 5Ks and people run up to me and say that I'm an inspiration. And part of me wants to go, why? Because my feet work. But I understand that they believe that the blindness is something that's going to stop me from running, and so it gives me a chance to talk to people and share that the only limit, you know, just because I don't have sight don't mean I don't have vision, and I can run and I can have a grand time and do most anything anybody else can do except drive.
Well, that's what I always say. Right.
Yeah, we need to build bridges and break these barriers down and tell people what's going on.
Vern, it looks like we have a question for you, and also I would like you also to explain, please, after you take this caller's question, what the National Association of Blinded Veterans is. But right now we have Carl and Benzie from Atlanta. I think he has a question for you directly.
Carl, you there?
Do you have a question for Vern right now, Carl?
Yes.
Okay,
thank
good.
You for taking my call.
You're
this
welcome.
This is Carl from Atlanta, Georgia.
I have a nephew and a niece and another nephew in the military. And my father was an officer in the military. However, I was only a paramedic firefighter. I never entered the military. Getting benefits from the state is like pulling teeth. However, getting Social Security disability was no problem because of my legal blindness. I have a guide dog. Is there any way, shape, form, or fashion that the VA could help me?
If you didn't do any military service, the VA is not in a position to help you, no, unfortunately. But first of all, you said that you were a paramedic and firefighter, so don't say only, because that's
years.
A great thing. It's a great benefit to the community. The Veterans Administration doesn't have anything that they can help you with if you weren't a veteran.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you for the information.
Thank you, Carl.
I can't be of more assistance than that, but thank you for your service. And my son's a paramedic, and now he's a police officer, and he was a firefighter. So we couldn't do it without you, so don't ever say only.
Well, thanks for calling in, Carl. That was Carl from Atlanta, Georgia.
That was Carl and Benzie.
We have any other call on the line? They want to speak to Vern?
No, not at the moment, but I would like Vern to please tell everybody, explain what the National Association of Blinded Veterans is for people who are just tuning in.
Okay. The National Association of Blind Veterans is a group of veterans that meet along with the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind is a worldwide organization that does things to assist people with visual impairments of the blind, for the blind. They take on legal cases, they go to the Supreme Court and argue, they fight for our rights. Inside the National Federation, there's a whole bunch of different groups. There's one for senior citizens, there's one for teachers, there's one for kids, there's one for parents of children that are visually impaired, there's one for visually impaired parents that have sighted children. But National Association of Blind Veterans are the veterans that are part of the National Federation of the Blind. And we meet once a year in outside of Orlando. Our conference is coming up in July. We meet down there and we discuss. It's a great time for us veterans to get together because I'm also a member of the Blinded Veterans Association, but that's another subject. But it gives us a chance to discuss the pitfalls that we've run into, the things that we've done to overcome them. It gives us moral support for one another.
Last year I met a guy that was having a hard time, and so every now and then I'll email him or I'll give him a call just to you know, out of the blue, and I have others do it for me too. It's a moral support. It's a organization that gives us camaraderie.
I have a question.
For other people that have gone through what we've gone through, and to help us fight those battles, fight our demons, and find the assistance that we need.
Vern, I have a question for you. In your opinion, from the blind veterans, how many would you say do Facebook?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Here's my question. Of the, as far as you know, of the blinded veterans, how many do Facebook?
How many do Facebook?
Yeah.
I know Vern
on
does.
Our Facebook page, we have about 15 or 20 regulars that come onto it. We have the National Association of Blind Veterans has a Facebook page. It's the National Association of Blind Veterans, NABV.
So and, 15 or 20 out of how many?
On there,
out of
and
how
a
many?
Few others.
So not very many. Not very many.
Not very many, though, do Facebook.
Right.
I do, and
I know you do.
I probably know about 10 or 15 blind veterans that do Facebook.
Right. Out of how many would you say?
Well, there's a couple hundred thousand blind veterans out there. Right. So
wait. Are you telling me that out of 100,000 veterans, blind veterans, only maybe 20 that do?
He's not
Facebook?
Criticizing. I
no,
just
no,
want
I'm
to
not
clarify
t-
that.
No. I know that. I'm just saying that I know of. I'm sure there's other blind veteran groups out there, other blind veterans that do Facebook. But our Facebook page probably has about 20 people hitting on it, and then I know a few other blind veterans that are starting to use Facebook, but they aren't real fluent with it.
Right.
Some of them are afraid of
the reason why I was saying this because last week I brought up this to our listeners, and I was curious, what would you say about the veterans? Because we had a problem that it still exists with our show. That still exists with our
Sorry
show.
About that.
And that is advertisers sometimes think they compare how many listeners you have to your Facebook page of how many likes.
Right.
And we tell people that we have a huge listening audience, which we know of, but when you come down to it, we only have like 350, 360 likes on our Facebook page.
Well, every week we get a few. People get used to going on
Facebook.
And
the point
is,
we try to tell people in the sighted community, there's not many sighted blind folks that do Facebooks.
Well, there's not. And it's not real friendly. I mean, I still have enough vision that I don't have a problem with it. But I know some guys that are totally blind. I know one guy, he's not a veteran. He's totally blind, but he does Facebook. His name is Dan Parker. He wrecked a Top Fuel car, funny car driver. And he lost his sight racing one night. He lives here in this area. He's also an NFB member. But he does Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I don't know a whole lot of blind people that do Facebook because Facebook is such a visual thing, and blind is more audible.
Right. Well, that's what we thought. But Gary, do you have any more questions for Vern?
No. I think I just know affiliate of yours. Dwight Sayer?
Right. Well, that's how we met Vern, Dwight Sayer. Right.
So say hello to Dwight for me. This is Gary.
People all over today. We had Alvina on, and we had Bruce Davis, and now we have you. So it's really great learning all about the associations. So is there anything else that you would like to tell the blinded veterans out there that are listening or the families of the blinded veterans as far as getting a hold of your organization or how they can go
well,
get
I mean,
help.
For the blinded veterans, there's all kinds of other veterans that are going through what you've gone through, and a lot of times you feel like you're alone, but you're not. Seek out on Facebook the NABB or your other organizations in your neighborhood, and find some other blind veterans. You'll find out that you can swap war stories with the best of them, and it's a great support group. As far as visually impaired people and people that have family members that are visually impaired, don't limit yourself and don't limit them. If there's something that they want to do, let them go do it. Let them learn how to do it, because
we're only going to build bridges. We're only going to build bridges over these gaps that we have if we get in the community. Because if you only know a blind person from what you see on TV, you don't know a blind person. So if you see a blind person, if you see me anyway, talk to me. And I don't. I haven't met a blind person yet that didn't like or didn't accept communication. So if you ask about the cane, ask about the cane. If you don't understand it, ask about it, because we're happy to share, at least all the ones I know of are. And when we share that information and we learn about different things, the world gets to be a better place because we understand and we don't live off of just hearsay and what we thought we heard. And because I had so many people ask me that, said, well, your hearing's better, isn't it? Actually, I wear hearing aids, so yeah, it is when I had the hearing aid on. But it's not that my hearing is any better. It's just that I have to depend on it more.
We learn to use it.
That's one of the fallacies that are out there about, you know, the visually impaired. And so I think that we need to stop being shy about it and talk to people.
Vern, we have a caller calling in from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, that has a question for you, and his name is Robert. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
There was a little confusion in here. I was calling in to see if you or anybody on your crew could help me find something, not specifically a question.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you had a question for Vern.
Now,
you broke my heart, Robert. Can help come on. Find something. Make something up.
Robert, call back later, Robert.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
That's funny. That's funny. All right.
Got me all excited and then nothing, I tell you.
Well, Chris, do you have a question for Vern? Oh, gosh.
Vern, we have one saying around here that's, don't be ashamed about being blind.
This we bring up all the time on the radio show, all the time. A lot of people call our cane sticks. I try to tell them off the bat it's a cane. I try to tell them why it's a cane. We have a lot of listeners, by the way, who don't even like to use a cane or a stick because they're embarrassed because they don't want people to know they're blind. How's that one?
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely true.
They'd rather go into glass doors and windows, everything else, like I used to do before I got a cane. A lot of people that way, they don't mind getting hurt. And they're more afraid of people thinking, oh, they're blind. Oh, my goodness.
So you'll be in Orlando. You'll be in Orlando in July.
My PhD dissertation, I interviewed couples where they were sighted when they met, and now one of them is blind, mm-hmm. to see how they changed their communication style and their communication tool set. And one of the guys is in Utah. He didn't like using the cane. And then he's a Mormon. And he's very religious. And then one day, somebody thought he was drunk. And he couldn't stand the thought that somebody thought he was drunk, so he started using his cane because he would rather somebody know that he's blind than think he's drunk.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I've had people, you know, you run into stuff all the time without your cane. And I use mine all the time. I the first day of class, when I first started teaching, now the stories have gotten out about me and I'm known, but... So when I let the class fill up and then walk in with my cane, and they all get quiet. And that's what, you never seen an old guy before? And then I say, he's got a red shirt, she has a blue hat, and da-da-da, and they're going, huh? And then I explain I have tunnel vision, that I can see like looking through a straw. And so, you know, they thought the same thing I did. When the doctor told me I was blind, it's like, no, I can't be blind, I can see. I didn't know that vision was a spectrum. From total blindness to total sighted, and you could be anywhere along that spectrum. And it was a great teaching tool, but now all the kids know about me, so it's not as fun as it used to be.
I bet your class is fantastic. You're a fantastic.
What's that?
I said, I'll bet your class is fantastic. That you're.
I love it. I get involved in it.
Lucky kids that get you.
I think that it's about building bridges, and I help them. The class is public speaking most of the time. And they think they can't. And I tell them that they can. And then I prove to them that they can. And it's like any other difficulty you have, if you say you can't, you can't. You're going to be right.
But Vern, what city do you live near? What city do you live near?
What's that?
What city do you live near?
Oh, Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, Columbus, Georgia. Okay.
Right on the east coast next to Alabama.
Yep. I know where you are.
Fort Benning.
Yep.
All righty. Well, thank you, Vern, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We have to move on. But
you're more than welcome. Feel free to email me anytime. I love to talk to people. That's why I got the job I got.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll have to have you back. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vern.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
And please, everybody out there, don't forget to take a couple of minutes to reflect on why we have tomorrow off. And speaking for myself and most veterans I know, don't thank me for my service. Tomorrow is not about me. It's about everybody didn't make it home. So let's reflect on why we're having this day and not forget about the importance of it, okay?
That's exactly right.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Vern.
Thank you, Vernon Humphrey. We appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Okay.
You know, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this show, that's why we say it's beyond. And the reason why I'm saying that right now is for those folks who are listening, you're hearing a show that's about Memorial Day. And that's why we had on three different veterans mm-hmm. who are reference to the blindness. And as Gary Sinclair can tell you who's blind, there's a lot of veterans outside listening to this show.
Okay.
Whether you're sighted, whether you're visually impaired, I hope you love this show. We love doing it.
Yep.
And I hope you learn. Every day is a different show.
Absolutely.
Right.
Some days I have more oomph and energy than others. Some days we have more fun shows. Today is a more solemn show because it's Memorial Day, and that's what it's all about with our show.
I believe we have a caller, and then after the caller, I'm going to read this is a really interesting article that I read in the senior newspaper about the Merchant Marines back in the 40s. You won't believe this story.
Who's on the line right now?
So first we'll take our caller, then I'll read you the story.
I have all the way from the Lone State, where they say everything is big in this state, Texas. And I thought I was big. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, we're going over to Texas.
Texas, okay.
You already, you know who this is. I'm just going to let him speak. Go ahead, baby boy.
Hi, I know who this is.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
Who's that?
Hello.
Is that Brayden?
I'm Brayden.
What's your name?
Brayden.
Brayden Sinclair.
Hi, Stephanie. I hear you laughing.
I'm sure glad you called in.
Hi, Brayden.
I'm sure you might call.
Hi, Grandpa. I just wanted to say happy Memorial Day.
Well, thank you, Grandson.
Memorial Day. Thank you to all the veteran past and present.
Listen to that. Past
that
and present.
That is very good, Brayden. And I wish your daddy well next month as he's going to go to Korea, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
He's in the Army.
He's in First Cavalry.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I thank you so much, Brayden, for calling in, and that was some good words you had to say today,
that's
buddy.
That's right. He's terrific.
You're welcome.
Bye, Brayden.
Okay. We love you. Talk to you later.
Yeah, well, we're going to take his address. So we'll have to send him a bracelet.
Yep.
Send him a bracelet.
We have Brayden's
address. Blind and a Beyond bracelet to Brayden.
Do we have another caller, Chris?
Yes, ma'am, we do. We got us a first-time caller all the way from Altamont Springs, Florida. Right here is the one and only Dale. How you doing, Dale?
Hi Dale.
Hey, everybody. Dale, Mike, Michael, Lynn, everybody.
Hi, Dale.
We read your tribute, and it was wonderful, and we thank you
for
that.
Yes, ma'am, I heard it. I want to thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And don't forget to get his address. We want to send him a beautiful bracelet, Blind and Beyond, especially he's a first-time caller. Thank you so much for calling. Listen to the show all the time.
So you're
quite welcome. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And like that gentleman, Robert, who just said you had your guest caller, he said that Memorial Day is for the men and women who haven't come back.
Yeah, Vern said that. Vern.
Yes, sir. You can see it's Veterans Day.
Yes. For veterans who haven't come back, yes.
Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, very nice. Okay. A lot of information.
Pass the word.
And we hope you listen again next Sunday also, and every Sunday after that.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Anything else you want to say?
No, hi, Lighthouse family.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Lighthouse Central Florida.
Love you all.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone.
Take care.
Okay, Liz, go ahead and read it.
1 second. We have to go to Pennsylvania now. Now we have Robert from Valley Forge, PA.
Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Robert, you're on. Robert.
Hello. Hello, folks. I'm hoping you can help me track something down or might know how to do something.
Go ahead.
I get my audiobooks from the Bard webpage through the Library of Congress, and they have magazines up there, too. And I'm a computer nerd. I love everything about computers. But the smart computing magazine that they used to carry at the website, it hasn't been updated in years, so I can't get my information there anymore. But I see they added PC World magazine there.
That's a great magazine.
And it's a Braille file. I don't have any Braille equipment. I never learned Braille. I'm wondering if there's any way to get that .brl file and convert it into a text file that I can read. If there's an app I can buy, a web page
Robert,
I can go to.
We don't have that answer right now, but I know somebody that I'm going to ask when we get off the air. And then also maybe I can look at the website for you and see if there's a way. But that PC magazine is, I love that magazine.
We'll let you know, Robert.
We'll let you know, okay?
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
We'll
see you next week.
Okay. Right.
See
you next week.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. This is a...
Thanks for calling in, Robert.
Yeah, this is a newspaper that I picked up. It's called the ElderUpdate.org. It's for basically about Florida, I think. And I found this article, and the title is... It was under the... category veterans. So the title was Stewart Man, that's Stewart, Florida, which is down near Port St. Lucie, north of Boca Raton area, north of West Palm Beach. Stewart Man fights for Merchant Marine recognition. So here we go. It is estimated that during World War II, 215,000 men and women set sail aboard vessels assigned to the U.S. Merchant Marine. One in 24 out of the 8,651 vessels did not come back. One in all never came back. More than 700 ships were lost to enemy action. The Merchant Marine History and Advocacy website, which is usmm.org, puts those numbers in perspective, declaring the percentage of Merchant Marine casualties to be considerably higher than the Army, Navy, or Marines. The Air Force became an official branch of service on September 18, 1947. So here we go into the story now. This was at the height of the submarine menace, back when John Palmer of Long Island, New York, called himself a merchant mariner. If you live in or around Stewart, Florida, you may be familiar with Palmer. He is perhaps the country's leading advocate of the merchant marine, a staunch supporter of the fight to recognize those who wore that uniform as wartime veterans. Articles bearing his byline have appeared in a variety of South Florida publications, while others have included his quotes and photographs. Now 95 and living with his wife, Grace, in a Stewart independent living facility, John remembers well his first exposure to the Merchant Marine. Quote, there was an article in the New York Times entitled Civilians Go to War, end quote, he said. Quote, that was in December 1941. I always liked boats, so I signed up. A month later, I was sitting on an island in New York Bay going through boot training, end of quote. Palmer would spend much of his time as a merchant mariner working on Liberty boats, a cargo ship fleet designed to speed wartime material to Britain and the Soviet Union during World War II. U.S. shipyards are said to have built more than 2,700 of these boats for the fleet between 1941 and 1945. Palmer was aboard one such ship in the spring of 1945, part of a convoy making its way back from Australia. They cruised through the Panama Canal without incident, passing Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and headed north to their destination along the New England shoreline. As they passed Virginia, the SS Black Point, a steamship carrying 7,000 pounds of coal to Boston, joined them. Immediately behind the Black Point was the Liberty boat with John Palmer aboard. The convoy reached New York during the first week of May, with only the Black Point and Palmer's boat continuing north. Palmer said the two boats had begun the narrow passageway through Long Island Sound, a trip of about 100 miles, when word came of a possible German sub activity in the area. The merchant marine vessel headed into the relatively safety of the New London, Connecticut area, but the SS Black Point continued ahead. What happened next is a footnote in U.S. military history. 2 days before the end of the war with Germany, the SS Black Point became the last Allied boat torpedoed by a German U-boat. 12 men died. Looking back, and by the way, there's a picture of the survivors in this newspaper
article. You said New London, huh?
Yeah, there's a picture here.
Didn't know that.
Looking back, John Palmer is certain that had the SS Black Point not joined the convoy, his Liberty boat might very well have been the target of that U-boat. Perhaps he might not be here, and by extension, neither would his four sons. He thinks of the thousands of merchant mariners who never came home, including his boot camp bunkmate, 18-year-old Cal Krengear, who was swept overboard in Alaskan waters, never to be seen again. And he vows to do his part in telling the story of the merchant marine. I just want to let the world know that we did our part, he said. Since getting out, John has joined the fight to help gain veteran status for those merchant mariners who served in World War II. Official requests to the U.S. government have been turned down four times, although in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed legislation making World War II mariners eligible for Veteran Affairs benefits. John and Grace moved to Florida in 1979, initially living in Isla Madura, before moving to Tavernier and finally Stewart. Unsurprisingly, much of that time was spent on a boat, traveling back and forth between the Sunshine State and the Bahamas. A year and a half ago, when John's health began to slowly fade, they found a home in the independent living facility they now call home. Everyone at the Florida Department of Elder Affairs thanks John Palmer and all of his fellow merchant mariners for their service to the nation. And the picture, the caption on the picture says, survivors of a torpedoed merchant ship dock in St. John's, Newfoundland in September 1942, and many mariners found refuge in the city after falling victim to enemy attack during the World War II. I just thought that was really interesting.
Very
you don't
interesting
hear much
story.
About the merchant marines.
Very good.
So what? We have some
okay,
callers.
Okay, so we have some callers. It's time for a break.
Okay.
Let's go to the callers first, then go to break.
Okay,
whatever
yes,
you
yes,
would
yes,
like to
yes.
do.
So we have our good friend Kevin from Lancaster.
Okay.
Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin.
Evening there, Michael, Gary, and Lynn.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay, I heard Robert from, I believe it was Valley Forge on there asking about the Braille Detect.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if there's anything out there for that, but he can try a Google search and see if he can find anything.
Yeah, he's looking for the PC magazine and not in Braille.
Then any Apple products, the PC World magazine just might be free on the App Store. I don't know.
Yeah, he has to do a little research.
And I called to say, happy Memorial Day to everyone. And
same thank to you.
Yeah.
Same and,
oh yeah. No. A few weeks ago, a guy named Tony called up about a cane.
Yes. Yeah,
has anyone
Tony.
Ever heard back from him?
No.
No.
He's
no.
in and out. In and
he's
out.
He's in and out. Okay. He's one of those fellows that didn't want to use a cane.
He's been in and out with us for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy that you're out there listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Wait, did you have something else to say?
You want to say something else? He hung up.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
We're also on the line right now.
We have Sheila Young calling in from Orlando.
Sheila Young?
She's on vacation.
A real vacation after she called me and answered the phone the way she answered. Talking about said, so she said, I'm doing real well.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Sipping on some
hello,
syrup.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, God.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I am in New Smyrna on the balcony listening to the ocean having a delightful, well-earned vacation.
Absolutely.
Oh, see what nice. See what I'm saying?
I saw on Facebook last night, she goes, I'm listening to the ocean. I'm thinking, where the heck is she?
New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
There you go.
Oh, man, let me tell you, it's been an absolutely delightful, relaxing, beautiful, beautiful weekend. So thank you, Angela Tanner, for treating me to this weekend.
That's very nice.
Anyway, I just wanted to say happy Memorial Day. I did ask Chris if we had a baby yet because I missed the first hour of the show. But
I don't think he would be here.
No, I know. Yeah. But I've heard the second hour, and, man, that Vernon Humphrey was very interesting guest. And Lynn, you always find the most interesting articles. That is just so inspiring that you take the time to do that.
Well,
but
I'm glad you
anyway,
like it.
just wanted to say Happy Memorial Day.
Same
and
to you.
I am trying to listen to the last little bit of the show.
Okay.
And I will talk to you guys
soon. There are some good restaurants over there in New Smyrna Beach.
That's
Florida.
A cute little town. I love New Smyrna Beach. Yep. What was that one? The Cork? The Cork and the something.
Going to break.
I would move here if I could.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's cute.
All going right. to break. Stay Sheila. Tuned for Blind
Bye.
And Beyond.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for Sheila calling in.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Many Americans are clearly seeing their way to help those who save the nation, but have lost their sight. There are about 120,000 blinded veterans in America today, and that number grows by 5,000 a year as veterans return from current conflicts without their precious eyesight, and as veterans of other eras lose their vision to age-related eye diseases. They can all find help and hope through an organization founded in 1945, the Blinded Veterans Association. Its services are free to all veterans, not just members. Its field representatives are blinded veterans themselves, who counsel other blinded veterans and their families. They also act as role models and link veterans with services, rehabilitation training, jobs, and other benefits. In addition, blinded veteran volunteers work out of VA medical centers, providing counseling and information, and demonstrating how to use equipment designed for the blind. To learn how BVA can help you or how you can help it, call 1-800-669-7079 or visit www.bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer 2 new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org That's wsblind.org.
Bobby Atkins is really doing big things. No job is too tough for him. Believe me, they live up to their motto. Can do, will do, did. So for the CBs, and with the assistance of the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra, Can Do, Will Do, the Song of the CBs.
I've heard that before.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And now we want to hear from Gary Sinclair. He's got a lot to do right now. Let's hear those taps.
And we'll see you next week, everybody. Join us next week for Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and Gary will take us out to the end of the show with taps. Thank you for joining us today.
That was Gary Sinclair doing the taps. A very good job.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Stay safe, everybody, this weekend. Come
God
back
bless
and
you
listen
all.
To our show next week. Thank you.
Stay well. Stay God well. Bless.
We love you.
Polishing up our act.